This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That, of course, is the sound of the Bruins sweeping the one fan base that I truly, viscerally hate.
More than the Canadians.
I don't care about their fans. The Carolina people are just disgusting, awful scum. However, if you want to see the Bruins who have had a long layoff, you can see them tomorrow over there at the TD Garden. It's only $20 to get in, and the proceeds go to the Boston Bruins Foundation. Joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is the coach of the Boston Bruins, Mr. Bruce Cassidy. Hello, sir.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
We are doing well. And is this just some kind of money grab? is there a reason?
It sounds like it, isn't it? Yeah.
Or is there a method to this?
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That, of course, is the sound of the Bruins sweeping the one fan base that I truly, viscerally hate.
More than the Canadians.
I don't care about their fans. The Carolina people are just disgusting, awful scum. However, if you want to see the Bruins who have had a long layoff, you can see them tomorrow over there at the TD Garden. It's only $20 to get in, And the proceeds go to the Boston Bruins Foundation. Joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is the coach of the Boston Bruins, Mr. Bruce Cassidy. Hello, sir.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
We are doing well. And is this just some kind of money grab? Or is there a reason?
It sounds like it, isn't it? Yeah.
Or is there a method to this scrimmage tomorrow night?
Well, we were trying to fill a long, I guess, 8-9 days. So I talked to Donnie about maybe replicating a game, and we kind of came up with this. And, you know, have come in the morning like a typical game day, go over a little video. We didn't know if the series would be over now. We know, obviously, we can work on St. Louis. And then play a game at night at the Garden or even here at Warrior, just kind of get back into it. And, you know, we decided to use the Garden. And then it's kind of taken on a life of its own from there with the fans. I think it's great for them to get in, you know, see some live hockey. Obviously, it's going to be a controlled scrimmage. It's not going to be too physical, but hopefully good pace, good compete, get something out of it. And sort of get back in the mindset of going to work.
Yeah, they've already sold 11,000 tickets. So
wow, that's,
really?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, a lot of people going. Is that because you're kind of in a tough spot if you want to do this scrimmage and you don't want them to lose that edge from playing and coming off of like another victory, and but you also don't want to get out there and play too physical because you don't want anybody injured. Like, what do you say to the players to kind of keep them in that place between keeping the edge and staying aggressive and, hey, let's not break anybody bones out there?
Well, I think our, you know, the guys that have been here all year, the guy through the playoffs will be fine. We've had the guys from Providence who've been working hard down there in case of emergency. Those are the guys who just have to make sure that, hey, that, you know, get the message across that we're watching you in case we need you, but we don't want you to take a guy out so you can get in the Stanley Cup playoffs either here. So I think they'll be fine in that regard. I mean, we have practiced, and we'll have some compete drills in practice, not all of them, but certainly some of them where there's physicality required, one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three low, et cetera. So, I mean, there is that in practice anyway. The guys know where to draw the line. They're not going to run guys from behind. But they are going to battle for the puck, and we got to get back into that in that mode and quickly.
Do you remember when Robbins fought McQuaid? In like a scrimmage?
Yes, I do. I was in the, I think I was coaching one of the teams. I think that was the year of the lockout, right? We came up. I was in Providence then.
Yeah.
And played them before their year started. Yeah. Yeah. So there's no repeat of that, hopefully.
Because I just thought it was interesting as Robbins was just like, screw it, I'm going
to
fight McQuaid.
No, he's fighting for a job. I need to get someone to pay attention to me.
You know what? If you're in front of, I bet you this thing sells out. And if you're in front of a sellout crowd, you want to put on a show. So that's the way you do it. That you got to take someone on.
Yeah, well, yeah. We got to guard against the adrenaline getting pumped up too much. But, well, like I said, we'll hopefully the guys are smart enough to know what's at stake here. And we can avoid some of that stuff. But listen, there's always risk, no doubt. But there's risk in practice, too. So either way, you know, you gotta deal with that.
All right, Bruce, how do you deal with a hot goaltender during this break? Like, is nobody talking to Tuukka right now?
No, I just saw him in there. Bergie's chatting with him over breakfast, to be honest with you. So that's a bad rumor.
Okay. I just imagine it being like a pitcher in the middle of a no-hitter where you just don't want to say anything to the guy or get in his head. But Tuukka's a different kind of goalie, isn't he? Like, I mean, they were even joking last night after the San Jose game. They were saying that, you know, Tuukka's probably not even thinking about hockey right now. He's one of the few guys who can completely detach himself from the game and get away from it.
Yeah, listen, I believe that. He doesn't seem any different to me. He's, you know, kind of going about his routine. Got upset in practice the other day. Someone bumped into him. That's pretty typical. Goalies don't like that. And then just went in and stopped the puck again. So I haven't seen a big difference. Obviously, you know, listen, he was on fire and hopefully stays on fire going into the finals. I don't see any reason why he won't, but that's always a concern, right, coming out of that long break. But listen, they won last night, so they got six days too. I mean, I think both teams are going to have a level of rust, but I think they'll shake it off pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, is there's been a debate, regardless of opponent, if it was San Jose or St. Louis, I don't want to get if anyone bulletin board material, but would you have, so you would rather have them have the 6 days off than go seven games and get beat up a little bit? You're happier that there is this time, and it gives you time to prepare?
Well, you know, either way, it's out of our control, right? Seven games, it's one more game that key players could get banged up or, But this way, they have to deal with some of what we're going through St. Louis now, where they're going to have some time off. They're not as much, but still. So for me, I had no strong opinion. We're going to get who we're going to get. It's more about us. Let's be ready to go. Both, obviously, listen, you make it this far, they're good teams. I do think St. Louis is a bit our twin. When you watch them, they're very similar to us. San Jose, a little different style of play. So, but we're comfortable. We feel good against, obviously, whoever had advanced. It's St. Louis now. Should be a great series. We just want to, like I said, the rest is good for us. I do believe that. Like, there was a lot of talk about, I really think this time of year, guys, getting a little time off is fine, and we'll be ready to go on Monday.
Okay, so you talk about, like, you know, goaltender getting back into it. St. Louis has had a red-hot goaltender, but not a lot of experience. If you talk and you're thinking about a young goalie in this kind of situation, how does that time off, do you think, affect them?
Well, I don't know the answer, to be honest with you. I wish I could tell you that they're going to come out. I'll tell you this. What happened with, and here's just a little bit of what I think could happen, is Columbus, you know, they win their first playoff series ever. They have a lot of time off, right? They beat Tampa, so they're sitting around for a week in Columbus. Everyone's telling them how great they are, and, you know, they come out, and, you know, they were fine coming out of the gate. I think they were sloppy in the first period, and they were okay, but we end up getting the best of them. And Carolina, the same, right? They sweep, and now it's like, geez, the team hasn't been this far, so the town's excited. And, you know, all of a sudden, they, you know, they're going to find their game in the second period. So I really believe that teams can find it fairly quickly. I think St. Louis will go through the same thing. They're going to be reading about how good they are for the next 5-6 days and back to the Stanley Cup. The last time they were there was against us, ironically. So, but I believe they'll find their game. I mean, teams are playing well this time of year, so they've got enough leadership over there that eventually you're going to find it, and usually sooner rather than later. So it's like us. I really don't believe it's going to take us long. We're going to lose a few puck battles early just because you're not used to battling, and then you're going to get knocked on your ass, and all of a sudden you're back into it. So that's usually the way it works.
What do you remember about playing these guys? You played them twice after they turned things around. I think you only faced Bennington once, but it's been 3 months since you've seen them.
Yeah, like I said, I think they're a lot like us. I mean, they play four lines. Their fourth line is a good checking line. They've got top-end skill. Obviously, Schwartz is on fire. Tarasenko's can beat you. O'Reilly's like a Bergie, you know, good two-way guy. Their third line plays in all situations, like we've used Coyle. Their D is bigger than ours. That is one difference. Our guys can move the puck, but they're bigger. Goaltending advantage, I think, listen, they like their goalies playing well, but I think Tuukka's the better of the two. I'm biased in that way, obviously. You got two teams that had real good second halves, known for, you know, physical play, but both can skate. So I really believe they're very similar to us. When we went up there, it was a 1-1 game, went into the shootout at home here. I think we scored late to win. So, should be a lower scoring heavy series, but I guess till we get out there, we'll see. But that's kind of what I see out of them right now.
All right. So David Backes was out early in the playoffs. I don't believe you've lost, right?
Yeah. I think they're undefeated. You guys are undefeated since he's back, right?
Since Backes has been back in. What made you make the change, and what has he done? I know he's been limited in minutes, but what has he done to make the teams help make the team this successful?
Well, on the ice, you know, he's been physical. He's gotten to the net front. He's finished a few plays, made a few plays. His minutes are down simply, usually because of special teams. He's not on the penalty kill. On the second power play since Johansson came over, we've used him and Coyle more than David, so he lost some ice time there. He's been real good in the room, obviously. We've said that all along. We love David as a pro, the intangibles he brings. We put in Kuhlman early on, a little more foot speed. When all the forwards were healthy, we find that Backes, Achari, and Wagner have some similar qualities, so we just made a decision we weren't going to play them all every night, and David was the odd man out for a few nights, so obviously he found his way back in. We're undefeated with him. In hindsight, maybe I should have been playing him all along if, you know, that's the case. But at the end of the day, we liked what they've all brought, but that's what David brings. I think there's an urgency. I think the biggest thing he's brought is the urgency to win a cup. I mean, he's, 34 years old. He's been a lot of years in the NHL. So that little extra push right now this time of year is what separated him from the other guys.
You know, he lives off a main road.
Fred, I had a discussion with Billy Chaffee about this.
Yes. Yeah. This guy makes $5 billion. He lives on a main road. All right, so...
I did not know that.
Well, Fred will give you his address if you want it.
I tend to follow the players home. All right, so he lives by me. My house more valuable. But so Bruce, he's going back to St. Louis. Obviously, you know, this is a huge thing for him. Does this add it? And no BS. Like, it's not. I'm not doing this to be corny, but you know, you played. Is there some intrinsic thing that happens, like when you're in the Stanley Cup Finals and you're facing, you know, a team that you had so much success with?
Well, I certainly didn't play at his level, and I do believe there he'll be certainly much more motivated. Hopefully, not distracted, because I'm sure he's got a lot of family and friends there. He's a captain of that team, so I'm sorry, not family, but a lot of you know, good friends, good relationships. But at the end of the day, I think he would. There's probably a little more motivation simply because he left there. But only he can answer that. I think that the motivation is pretty clear for him at this stage in his career. He wants to get his name on the cup. You know, he's never been this close. So I don't think it would matter who he's playing. But, yeah, I believe there's a little more juice when you play a team that used to be a big part of. And there's some familiarity over there that we'll tap into as well. He should know a little bit of the ins and outs of what's going on over there in their locker room, what players, some tendencies, et cetera. But at the end of the day, when the puck drops, like I said, I think some of that goes by the wayside. But for the most part, like we got a very motivated guy.
So, Bruce, you were saying the other day that for this time off, you were going to reach out to some of the other coaches here in town and see how they handled it. Who did you speak with, or did you get to speak to anybody as far as any of those guys?
Yeah, I'm going to keep that in-house, but I spoke to both the football team and the baseball team, and I've had conversation with the basketball team, so I'll let you figure it out from there. But I don't want to kind of get into all our conversations, because that's private. But they've been very good to share whatever they can, very supportive. And it's been great for me we practice different than a football team, right? They're typically used to having a week off, long stretches. They have that, you know, long window of preparation. For us, it's a little different, but at the end of the day, there's the mental side of it, I think, is important, how to keep players on their toes and don't let their mind drift and get their focus back. So I think that was more the discussion than anything. Even some players in town, ex-players that played in the Stanley Cup playoffs, that had some time off, how did they react? So we tried to do as much due diligence in that area, and then put our schedule together, and we'll see how it works out.
Can I just ask if Belichick was receptive? Because I just imagine him getting any phone call and hearing a voice and immediately hanging up.
I got to tell you, terrific guy. Very insightful. And it was great. I really appreciate it.
He just saves the grimace for the public, I guess, then.
You're part of the circle now.
That's a good point.
You're part of the circle of trust, I guess.
Yeah. And then he talked to Brad Wanamaker from the
Brad Wanamaker, of course. Right. Like a point guard. Sure. So there was one thing. You talked the other day about how things have changed since you played, and I found it interesting because you colored a pretty clear picture about things like the pregame skates. And you had some cases back in the day where things weren't quite as courteous back then as they are now, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that was, junior hockey, you went through that quite a bit, you know, especially the rivalries. There was always, I'm not going to say there was but in playoffs, or there was flat out brawls, just because every team had six or seven tough guys. They'd fire a puck at the other goalie, or they'd take their net. I remember hearing a story about the Western League. They just went down and grabbed the other team's net. So how do you warm up your goalie? We had one, Ottawa and Oshawa. I remember it was probably in 84. We had a good rivalry. And that wasn't full scale in the stands, whatever, but there was two or three fights, and that stuff kind of went on for a while. And looking back, it's kind of ridiculous to think about it, but that was hockey back then, and I'd think it's been a long time. Obviously, they've taken care of that, but there were some good stories about warm-up way back then.
So this is Slapshot-esque before the puck even drops.
It wasn't a regular occurrence, but it happened periodically, and I think I don't know if there's footage of that stuff back then, because what they do now, I believe that's what, you know, was the impetus to film warm-ups, so that if this stuff went on, they could take care of it. But, you know, back then they didn't know, that people assumed who started, but it was, you know, kind of your word against theirs, and off they went. So
what's the weirdest thing that was ever thrown on the ice while you were in juniors or you were in the minors?
Good question. I'll tell you what did happen. Not thrown on the ice, but I was playing in the Memorial Cup, which is, you know, the junior championship from all three leagues from Western Canada, Ontario, and Quebec. We're playing in Kitchener. And we're from Ottawa and Kitchener were in the same. We're both from Ontario, so we both got in, and we're beating them. And this big guy that was in Kitchener, he used to be a big fan, and he was, you know, fairly regular there, and he'd be barking at either us or the ref. And so one day we're beating them, and he reaches over and suckers the ref, just cold. The glass is lower back then, right? So anyway, I couldn't believe it. Like, honestly, I know it sounds like we're a bunch of Neanderthals up there, but it was unbelievable. I was like, wow. You know, when he knocked him down, he got up. He wasn't out cold, but it was like he got up. And anyway, I couldn't believe what I just saw. But anyway.
Was the guy even kicked out?
Yes. He got escorted out. I do remember that. But anyway, geez, to this day, I'll never forget that. I was like, wow. Guy was upset over something.
All right, well, hopefully something like that happens tomorrow.
It'd be great.
someone physically attacks an official. Tomorrow, you can see this thing is going to sell out, I believe, because $20 to get in. You can get those tickets. It's 7 o'clock tomorrow. It's a scrimmage after this long layoff. Bruce Cassidy, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.
And we didn't have to dump you once.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's good. I'm getting better, eh? Some training.
Yeah. Media savvy now, sir. Thank you.
See you, Bruce.
All right, there you go. There you go.
He's always phenomenal.
Best interview in
always
town?
Always phenomenal.
He's a good interview.
Every time.
Good interview.
God, can you imagine that? Just like, I mean, I heard him talking about it the other day. I don't know how it came up.
Because
you know,
they've had like
there's so much time.
How many questions can you ask?
But I mean, just before the game, so boy, times have changed. Just rifling one over at the other goalie, and just I just imagine the beginning of Slapshot, where everyone's sitting there, the Hanson brothers. I'm trying to listen to the song.
Yeah.
Refs aren't even on the ice.
I'm wondering if, like, I'm just fascinated by Backes going back there at this time in his career, because you know he's moving back there. You don't leave St. Louis if you're
a
star.
The guy who replaced him as the captain, Pietrangelo, Backes was in Pietrangelo's wedding party. Pietrangelo got married the day Backes signed.
We have that
with
clip.
The Bruins.
Yeah, we played the clip of him talking about it.
That's the thing. I mean, Backes literally is at the wedding reception and signs the contract with the Bruins and leaves St. Louis on the day of Pietrangelo's wedding.
Yeah, I mean, he's not mad at St. Louis, but I mean, once you've played there and had success, even if you haven't, I mean, they don't leave. No one leaves St. Louis. They're all there. Like Rick Horton, like does stuff around there. Yeah.
Okay, now for those people who don't know anything about baseball, Rick Horton is this obscure reliever for the Cardinals. But
yeah,
from what 1980 what?
When they were good, like in the '80s.
Yeah,
but yeah,
and he's still there 30 years later.
Oh yeah, still does stuff.
That's amazing.
Because I have the package. You know, the baseball package.
Yeah, yeah.
And like in the commercials, it will be like, oh, yeah, I got it. Like, hey, I'm Jim Lindemann for, like, you know, whatever.
I mean, Horton was like a middle reliever.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Like, Klein's still around.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
By the way, Nick, drunken scrimmage recaps tomorrow night.
Oh, hell yeah.
It'll be a good time.
Oh, no, seriously.
Because finally, people can't afford to go to that other game. You can go and see the
Bruins. I was just
going to
say, $20 a ticket? Absolutely.
Beat $600 for the worst seat in the house.
You say 11,000 seats sold out?
That's what we got an email that it was 11,000.
Very cool.
Jeez, man.
They're going to sell it out.
Yeah.
I mean, they will.
No. If they don't, it'll be damn near. I would go.
I mean, 20 bucks.
Seriously.
And it's going to go
parking
quick.
And parking in the North Station garage, by the way, is only $10.
Free popcorn for the kids, too.
Yep.
Not a bad deal.
Oh, you know the line to get popcorn.
Oh, I'm just thinking about that.
Do you remember when they had to give away those tickets for the lockout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was there, and people missed
Meatball.
A period.
Oh, yeah, waiting in line.
A period waiting in line for a stupid free hot dog.
Jumbo home-cooked meatballs.
It still gave us some of the best sound clips of all time.
That was the dumbest economic thing. That people would pay $100, $120, $200 for a ticket and miss one-third of the game.
To get free popcorn.
To get a stupid hot dog.
Yeah.
sausage sandwich.
A hockey Hall of Famer sausage sandwich.
Healthy wrap.
Healthy wrap.
Healthy wrap. This homemade meatball was always my favorite.
Well, I mean, it's home cooked.
And hey, the meatball. Come on. We got to make a more.
Jumbo home cooked meatball.
He wanted to be doing that so badly.
Place right. Pizza.
We'll be right back.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, react in real time. Real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
There's only one thing that I didn't get to ask Bruce Cassidy. I mean, we could have kept him on for an entire hour, but you know, you forget. A lot of people forget that for that year back in 2003, he was the head coach of the Washington Capitals. And you know who he coached at that time? Jaromir Jagr.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it, Rich!
Fred, I had the question ready to go. I was going to ask him for his Jaromir Jagr stories. Can you imagine, first of all, he was like 37. I think he was the youngest coach in the NHL at the time. And
I didn't stop you. I wasn't stepping over anyone.
You weren't, forgot.
You weren't, but it was like, I mean, we were already like, it was like 9:20.
I don't care.
Okay. Next time.
You should have led with that.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of other stuff to talk about. So he's 37 years old.
Call him back.
I know, now we have to have him on next week. If only for the Jagr question.
Walks into the locker room, and you're standing there across from a guy. Even at that point, you knew that this dude was going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, can you? How intimidating is that? As a 30, and he reeks of sex too. You know, yeah. Jaromir, that's the other thing.
Yeah, he reeks of Axe body spray and sex.
Jaromir Jagr. So
Drakkar.
I just wanted to know, what was it like being the youngest NHL hockey coach and having to coach that guy?
And if he ever took you out, like on the ninja, Cassidy, give them back. Let's go fast, baby. Yeah.
So, yeah, who else was on that team? I should take a look, but I do know that he had some
experience. Who was the president at the time?
In 2003, that would be Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush? Let's just see how I saw things.
Okay. All right. Stop.
Hey, puffy hair lady. Okay, right. How about a trip around the world?
Puffy hair lady. Yeah, it was W.
Yes. W. What are you talking about? You're pregnant.
So I apologize for not getting to that question in time, but we will do that next time he's on.
Hey, Bruce, tap in.
What's happening?
Tap in. Tag in.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. It took me a second. I'm with you. Yeah.
I call it the Amtrak.
Is that what it's called?
It is indeed. Colton, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Bacchus. So my best friend is from St. Louis. He has the captain Bacchus jersey, and I have the Bruins one. So we're talking about flying out to St. Louis for game 3. But he texted me after the hand pass goal, and he said, if the Blues don't win, I'll still be happy because of Bacchus winning. I said, no, it could be your worst nightmare because it's going to be Bruins, Blues. Bacchus is going to win in game 6 and raise the cup in St. Louis against, within your arena. And he's like, that would be the worst.
I don't know. I think it takes.
The people don't hate him there.
No. People love Bacchus.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know why. I don't know why this is such a like a big storyline.
No, it's not. The storyline is that people are want him to win a cup. Now it's they don't as much because it would be at the expense. There was I don't think that there was any hard feelings, especially based on the way he's played.
That's what I'm saying. I don't find this story to be like anything like someone who was spurned and then said, I'm going to show you and go to a different team.
No, it's the exact opposite.
It's of that.
The opposite of that, which is why I find it more interesting. I find it interesting that a guy who's his age that played for a team and had all the personal success that he had going and, you know, going back there and playing. I mean, the guy's desperate for a cup. I'm sure that that's part of the reason why he decided to sign with the Bruins.
Well, you were talking about Alex Pietrangelo, or maybe it was you, Wallach, who, well, you know, Backes was in his wedding party, and this is kind of an interesting story. Pietrangelo actually said this last night after they ended up clinching the Western Conference.
We interviewed David Backes the day he signed with Boston, which was the day that you got married. How amazing is it that things have happened this way, that you're going to face David Backes in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a strange way to have things go, but, you know, whether it's me against him or other guys, everybody seems to know somebody else on the other team. It's just how the way the league is now. It's fun playing against people you know, though. It's just that little bit of an extra battle, and I think you can have a storyline like that all you want, that he was more important about signing than my wedding, I guess, because he was in my wedding party, but it doesn't matter. When you get to this point in the season and you get into these games, it's everyone's going as hard as they can, regardless of whether you know each other or not.
It is kind of funny when you take a look at the amount of experience in the Stanley Cup final from one team to the next. Blues only got one guy who was playing the finals before, and that was at David Perron, you were talking about earlier. And the Bruins have a ton. As a matter of fact, they've got Chara, Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, Rask, Krug when they lost.
I think Krug played one game in that playoff.
He played one game in the playoff?
I think in the
in 2013?
I think he played one game.
I thought he played one regular season game and then played in the playoffs.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, I thought he was actually good in the playoffs. I think he did okay.
Okay, my bad. He played one regular season game then.
It might have been during the Toronto series that he made a name for himself. He had one game, I thought, where he had several goals, right?
Yeah, he had. It was one regular season game. But yeah, I remember there were times where he was dancing all over the place.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh my God. Where did this kid come from?
Well, do you remember Cuts for a Cause? We've told the story before where he had just gotten signed, and we thought that he was like an intern for the station. Nobody knew who he was, and he didn't look like, you know, a typical defenseman. And then, of course, Torey Krug has become what he's become, and there you go. Now he's a star. But he's the only guy who was on the 2013 team that was not on the 2011 team. So he has lost a cup. He's never won a cup.
And there's got to be a sense of a little desperation by the Bruins here because
only so many more of these chances with the core they have before they age out. Yeah.
Yep. So this is an important one. You can't squander this opportunity. All right, Rich, we have the stack coming up. What will we discuss?
You know who really hated the ending of Game of Thrones? Aaron Rodgers.
He
was also in at the end of Game of Thrones, and he will tell you where he was or where he wasn't. Because there's a lot of pictures on the internet to speculate which character he was.
Oh, I figured it out.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was douchebag one.
Guy enveloped by dragon flames.
All right, here are the headlines.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. it's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. And, Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Well, as people continue to complain about the ending of Game of Thrones, one person who wants to join in and chime in on his opinion as well is Mr. Aaron Rodgers. And it was, I guess, about 2 weeks before the episode aired, there was a leak that somebody said, hey, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a extra on the set. And there are all these photos that came out. There's one of him, like, look, a soldier that kind of looked like him. And then there's another guy who was on fire. And so Aaron Rodgers was asked about his cameo and where indeed he was. Also, he gave an opinion on the ending. So, minor spoiler alert ahead, people.
The guy that got burned up, and I'm disappointed in every person who would actually say that was me, because if you watch that person run, they're a total non-athlete. Total non-athlete.
We thought it was the actor.
And I wasn't the archer either, although that person definitely looked like me.
Were you satisfied with the ending of Game of Thrones?
No. I love the show, and it was a great 10 years, but no. I mean, you come down to the end, and Tyrion says the person with the best story is Bran. Who, by the way, 3 episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Dany had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Varys had a better story. Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories. Any Baratheon, better story. If Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's, you know, all about the health of the realm, let's think about what he did. He basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion, knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, knowing that would piss her off, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he, the entire time, kind of set this whole thing up. And at the end, he goes, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here? You know, the writers are also doing Star Wars, so I think they might have been a little busy this last season.
Oh, now I get it.
You know who liked it? Mike McCarthy. He enjoyed the ending. Imagine having to deal with that. Game of Thrones has made us grown men discuss things like demons and dragons and all of that. It's just, for some reason, hearing Aaron Rodgers talk about it makes it, it's really hit home.
What's wrong with
this? We're having these passionate discussions about dragons.
Yeah.
I don't understand anything he just said. Well, and I've watched 3 seasons of the show.
By the way, this is the best. So, George R. R. Martin, who is the guy who wrote.
Big Jets fan.
Yes, he is. He has a blog where all he does is, like, bitch about the Jets.
No.
It's somewhat entertaining, to be quite honest.
Get in line.
So he has not finished yet the entirety of the Game of Thrones story. At some point, was it around season 5?
The books ended with the end of season 5. Okay. The last 3 seasons were kind of projections forward based on the end of the book.
Yeah, right. He couldn't finish the book because he spent the last 3 years trying to get off the toilet.
So he's a large gentleman. So the shows went in one direction, and now he has posted that he is going to indeed finish those books. Mm-hmm. And he said, how will it all end? And he said, the same ending as the show, different. And he goes, well, yes or no. And yes and no, and yes and no. So he's like backpedaling a little bit. How great would it be if he finally released the books and all of his fans go nuts and they buy it and it's a manuscript of the final 6 episodes? That would be,
that'd be awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the best.
Flip the bird to every one of you guys who bothered me for this nonsense.
Make it exactly just like word for word.
Oh, yeah.
Just type it out. Just put the script in there and sell it.
Well, right. I find what happened to him to be kind of depressing.
Oh, like just, the block?
He's had a block. I mean,
or it's liberating. Here's why. Maybe there's a fear that he's going to have like the ending rejected because he's built all this up. Now, you know what I would do if I was him? Just go on the internet and say, all right, what did these people want? And, like, everyone now is apparently a writer and they have better endings, and he can just like steal a couple of them and go, well, obviously the world likes these endings, so I'll just put it in my book.
See, I disagree. I think that he had an opportunity to really do something, and he just couldn't do it. He just couldn't mentally do it.
Or just never finish it. And that way,
that's the most likely outcome.
Just don't try.
I gotta believe that. What is his cut of this? What is his royalty cut of the Game of Thrones?
Well, John, at this point, it's not about money. I mean, this is what he does. I mean, this is what he, you know, he had plenty of money before they did the Game of Thrones.
You know that?
Those books sold very well.
Do you know that weird ass place that I went to in Santa Fe, that Meow Wolf, which was like Pee Wee's Playhouse, a giant house, but you like climbed through the oven, which brought you to a secret room filled with dinosaur. But it was like, I mean, it's basically where people go to trip on acid. So he's like a huge investor in that, apparently. And like because of him, they're opening up like 5 or 6 locations. They're opening one in Vegas, which is supposed to be like monster size. But that's what I guess how he's been spending his time, not writing. He's been working on Meow Wolf, which is obviously
this is a
strange.
Room of B.O.
No one has flushed my toilet.
This is, you're welcome to your haunting of the wheezes and smells as I traverse these 5 feet.
And in other television news, Stranger Things, of course, is coming back to Netflix in June, or actually the beginning of July.
I lost track of that one, too.
It's good. It's really good.
I liked it. Yeah. There's no reason I stopped watching.
There's only 2 seasons, and they're both really good.
I liked it a lot. I don't know why I stopped.
So season 3 comes out, and in celebration, Coke is releasing New Coke once again.
Oh,
because the show is set back in the 80s. I remember back in the day having New Coke and thinking it was fine, but then again, I was a kid. So I didn't know what the difference was, but people lost their mind. What was it? Was it like more sugary or
I
syrupy?
It tasted
or?
Different, and it was trash.
Bill Cosby endorsed it.
New Coke?
Yep.
I think I do remember that commercial.
I remember Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, well, Crystal Pepsi. I was around for a while.
Well, the big problem with cola was the color of brown.
Right. I just thought, now that it looks like water, I'll drink it.
Yeah, now I've become used to my entire life. Cola being a certain color.
But
now this seems just great.
But maybe my favorite TV story in a while, and one that I knew this was going to happen, PBS's Arthur. Everyone loves Arthur the Aardvark. He's been on TV for, I think, almost 20 years now, and it's still on. Well, there was an episode that was recently aired that was titled Mr. Ratburn and the Special Someone, in which Arthur and the gang's elementary school teacher gets married. But when they show up, however, they learn that Mr. Ratburn is actually marrying a man. So if I had to ask you which state's public broadcasting network
Alabama.
Said, we are not going, Freddie T!
Alabama, really. Alabama's just got all, it's all full of piss and vinegar now. Alabama's just like, we don't care what you got to say. We're going back to the 1800s. Alabama's going to try to like get slavery going again, like to take away votes from women. They're like, all bets are off, baby.
Where's that Emancipation Proclamation?
I mean, Alabama's gone hog wild. They don't care about anything.
Now, I'll just tear this up right in front of everyone.
Victim of incest. You're not allowed to have an abortion. Incest victim. You're having that kid.
This is my favorite thing, too. It's like, okay, so listen, this is the quote from the director of programming for the PBS out in Alabama. It says, parents have trusted Alabama public television for more than 50 years to provide children's programs that entertain, educate, and smile. More importantly, although we strongly encourage parents to watch television with their children and talk about what they have learned afterwards, much like I used to do with the old hee-haw, parents trust that their children can watch our network without their supervision.
Yeah.
Because what? They might watch the show and get a case of the gays?
No, they can raise another generation to hate gay people, and then people can continue to get victimized. And they'll, you know, for every high school kid who's got to eat lunch in some stairwell because if he goes to the cafeteria, everyone's going to yell at him and hit him. That's good. That's good, Alabama. Really put the stigma back on being gay. So, because in every kid in middle school or wherever is questioning his sexuality, you just make him feel real bad. And every suicide that some kid has because everyone's bullying them because they've been taught their entire lives that gay people are awful and wrong. That blood's on your hands, you stupid sons of bitches. I hate them. And then to everything they're doing now, like what's it on the motor that makes it stop? The
throttle or
no, the thing that makes it not go so fast.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's off. They've taken that off.
The restrictor plate.
They've taken that off. They've taken the muffler out of the thing. The governor. Yeah, they've taken the governor off everything. They've gone ballistic. And have fun. The blood of those kids is on your hands. Because you couldn't just let it be. You couldn't just let people be what they are. Every kid that can't get through a day of school, every kid that spends his life in misery because they can't be themselves, that blood's on your hands, you stupid hicks.
Arthur, it's same-sex marriage.
Yeah, it happens, dum-dums. Oh, my God.
Do you think they're going to get infected by watching a show with gays? That's not how it works.
No, they're going to infect the children that aren't gay to destroy the lives of gay people. Drag them behind cars and everything else that's happened to them. My Lord, mind your own effing business. What do you care? God, that pisses me off. Because you hear about these kids in school and they're just completely ostracized.
It's awful.
And then they end up killing themselves. Well, that blood's on your hands. That ain't on mine, baby. You think about what you're doing. And by the way, do it to kids that age, too. Real good. I mean, kids start questioning sexuality younger. They do it when they're young. And you might as well get people hating them right away and make things worse and more confusing. I don't find that story funny at all. I find it absolutely atrocious. In good for PBS, a public broadcasting entity that takes taxpayer money, and good for them for making that decision. Alabama, they wish they had a time machine. Oh, I hate that. Anyway, we'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Scott Zolak and Bertrand.
I get all excited coming in because when I hear Mike behind the mic and the creativity, and I think, who's the kid, or is that his better half?
Oh, I'm going to guess that's his mom.
I don't think so. I think it's Bridget, his girlfriend. They go on cruises together.
I'm aware from your photography that I'm aware of that. But I believe this is older. I think this is from...
I don't know. I thought that he hired a professional singer here.
The Bruins can.
That's Bridget.
Who will win the Stanley?
This is from like 2013.
Bring it back to town.
2011.
Bring it back to town. Any team we face,
I thought this was new.
We'll take them down.
This is last year.
Bruins can.
This is last year.
The Bruins can.
Oh,
why
the hell did he make a Bruins song?
A Bruins team can.
Because it was the beginning of the playoffs. They made the second round.
Score a lot of goals because we're wicked good.
Wicked good.
I'm a nice man.
That made my day, though. That was great. It's good to hear that in a way.
All right, what do you guys got going today?
Lots of stuff. You know, the series now. What the hell is it? What's a blue? And why is it blue? We're going to do it. Don't answer
it. It's the Blues. Maybe you don't know what the deep down Delta Blues is. Just ask Bruno. Bruno will honk on the Bobo, give you a lesson.
All right.
Bruins can.
All right, everyone have a great day. That'll do it for us. Bye.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada,
a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.